natural and religious and spiritual individual's conception of his or her condition or status, is that they're somehow basically an independent conscious being. A psychophysical person, a body-mind, a soul perhaps viewed in a spiritual sense, or just awareness itself, the self, in sixth stage terms, you see. But nonetheless, a self somehow behind events. In fact, the self is not behind events and is not inside the body-mind. The only self is the divine, and the divine is not inside this body-mind here. This body-mind is arising in the self, and so are all those other body-minds sitting in this room here, you see. You can't truly realize that self and keep your eyes shut and sit in a cave, you see. Because everything is arising in that self. That self is not just the essence of your own consciousness. It's the infinite mystery in which everything, not only forms of consciousness, but forms of manifest particularity, concreteness are arising. Things, bodies, worlds. Everything is arising in that, and nothing is arising in me. Nothing whatsoever. There isn't any me. The only me that there is, if we can speak of me at all, you, me, you know, you as a me, me as a me. The only me that there is the me of ordinary conversation, and having lunch and going to work. That me exists in the conventional sense, you see, as a matter of ordinary activity and so forth. But as a matter of the truth, the condition in which we me's meet, that's another matter, and from that point of view, there are no selves. There is only the divine. Now this body-mind, you see, reflects all the kind of phenomena that are arising as experience. They're targeted within this nervous system. And there are various dimensions in which we exist. The physical is made up of the elements that are universally present in the physical universe. When this body dies, it disintegrates into all those elements again. It is utterly dependent on that process of elements in the material universe to have come into being and to persist. You've got to ingest all these elements in some form or other every day for the body to live. It doesn't exist independently. It has no independent existence at all. It is absolutely dependent upon a great pattern. And isn't dependent on that pattern just to have been born to begin with. It is dependent on it right now just to exist. Withdraw the source of inherence in elements, and you will be dead in a matter of moments. We're all sitting here quietly breathing, feeding. You're not breathing just because it feels good to breathe. You're breathing because if there is not that elemental exchange in this elemental body, it will disintegrate, it will lose its particularity. And its particularity is only temporary anyway. It's only a matter of time. And it will be reduced to those elements again. The whole time you're alive, it's wanting to go back to that state. You've really got to work to keep the body unified, you see? Keep yourself particular instead of universal. So the body doesn't have any independent existence. It's not itself. It's not enclosed upon itself. It didn't arise on its own. There's no seed inside it that brought the body into existence. Rather, everything in which the body exists, the whole pattern in which it exists, is what brought it into being. Nobody inside brought it into being. Likewise, every other dimension of us is not inside, but it's just a modification of a universal pattern. The psyche and the mind are not inside the head and so forth. You see. We are surrounded by psyche, pervaded by psyche. The brain is, and the nervous system are just transmitter-receiving mechanisms. They're ways of participating in a universal field that is material and is psychic. There's different degrees of subtlety. But the mind is part of a universal process of psyche or energy. It is utterly dependent on it. It feeds upon it, operates within it. And if you give up your self not, the physical body will flow with the great force, the great elemental field in which it exists, and be much healthier and freer. Likewise, if the mind gives up its not, stops compressing itself inside the body and inside the head here, you see, suddenly the mind becomes very psychic. It tunes into all kinds of stuff, you see. It's no longer a little bit of babble inside this meat box. So mind is not being generated from some sort of point inside the head or inside the body, you see. It is the targeting or focusing mechanism of the nervous system to make sense out of particular events that implies this sense of an interior self. Just so our awareness is not arising within. Awareness is continuous with a universal force of being that pervades everything. So there are many levels of us, you know, there's the physical and then the etheric or energy level that energizes the nervous system and then the mental, emotional, psychic dimensions. All the mechanism of attention seeming to rise up from the right side. It goes to all these various mental and physical events. And then there's awareness itself. But awareness is not, what do you think, it's a point inside your body? It's not a point. It doesn't originate in the body. It is simply the ground level or fundamental consciousness level of the complex body-mind. Awareness, like the physical body, arises in a universal field. So there's no separate you. There's just this body-mind targeting all its data, reflecting them in awareness. And awareness is a universal, absolute condition, except that it is one of the layers of the complex body-mind. So after all this targeting of physical and mental and phenomena and so forth, the last element of it is the consciousness of it. And all these specificities, particularities, are projected then on this awareness by this body-mind. So when it gets down to that point, the awareness thinks it's a me inside the body-mind, or identical to the physical separate person, and so forth, you see. On conventional terms, in order to live and act and so forth, it's fine to call yourself me and refer to yourself and act in those terms, you see. When one cannot be free and merely be limited by such a conventional understanding, one cannot be happy and live merely by such conventional understanding. Such conventional understanding has only conventional use. When we become limited to that conventional understanding, then all of a sudden we try to get free. We try all kinds of ways to be happy and fulfill ourselves and get released, isn't it? Including everything from ordinary gross self-indulgence to taking up religious and spiritual practices. But ultimately, this conventional me sense must be transcended. It must be fully understood. Our actual condition must become obvious. The actual condition in which we carry on in this conventional fashion is not one in which we exist as separate persons, but in which we exist in here in a state of perfect unity, ecstatic unity, with the infinite divine.